Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coffee with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. Congratulations. Another big win. You guys are 9-0. Crazy game. Tight game. 60-minute game. That last play. I got to talk about that last play, that lateral. I mean, I sit here each and every week with you, and we talk about situational coaching. Is there ever a time where you talk about the team like, hey, guys, this is what could happen at the end of the game from the spacing standpoint of that and how you would play that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's coincidentally, we actually talked about those plays last week. We had the Arkansas play on 4th and 25. We had the Miami Duke play on the kickoff return. We had a couple other college plays, an Oregon punt return, a couple other plays like that that were, had that element of kind of craziness to it. Just overall leverage and awareness and, that was a situation where we expected that play to happen, but still, I thought that the Giants did a really good job of, keeping the ball alive on the bunt kick and then, pitching it back and, getting it to, Beckham
and
their playmaker. Yeah. So, that's kind of anything could happen at that point. So, it was, I think just there's an overall awareness to playing those kind of plays and I thought we did a good job. We tackled the guy with the ball about four different times until finally we got him out of bounds. But, they did a good job of keeping the ball alive.
Yeah, they did. And, it wasn't perfect at the end of the game, especially the second half, some turnovers by the offense. Defense played hard. You guys hung in there tough. But massive kick by Steven Gostkowski. Huge kick by him. You've had two kickers here, in 16 years. We've gone through it. And he's fallen a legend. How big was that? Not only a kick, but how good is that for Steve? Like, just moving forward here to have that type of kick.
Yeah, that's great, and you got to be happy for Steve because nobody works harder, nobody is more professional. He trains with all the players. He's not a kicker.
He's not Matt Barber, single face mask. Nah. Him and DeAssi sitting over there, right?
That's right. He puts a lot into it, and he works very hard, and we've seen him make hundreds of those kicks in practice, but it's always a little different in a game on the road and. Just the whole operation was good. Our protection was good. It's a good snap, good hold, good clean kick, and a little bit of a crosswind. But Steve handled that well as he always does, and so it was a great culmination to a lot of good situational football at the end of the game. Without that kick, nobody cares about all the rest of it. So that was the key play.
He liked being up there at the podium too. So he didn't get this attention at any other time. So it seemed like he enjoyed that a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Deion Lewis obviously goes down a couple weeks ago. You guys lose Julian Edelman. Those two guys combined have had a lot of snaps for your football team. Fair to say moving forward it's a culmination of or just it's going to be a combined effort from everybody else to step up to replace that type of production?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't have anybody that's really going to be able to – just one person that could step up and produce like that. Those guys have. So, we'll have to – again, it's a team sport. We'll have to get those contributions from a collection of people, that's the way it is.
It's kind of the cool thing for football, though, too, to see how your team responds where you're so dependent upon one certain guy. It seems like maybe 6 weeks to see other guys step up in big situations.
All right. Well, with every, crisis is an opportunity. So, a lot of guys will get their opportunity, and we'll see how it goes. But, we have them on their team for a reason, and hopefully they'll be able to take advantage of it and produce we talked about Tom Brady at one point like this, so we'll see how it goes.
That's right. All right, Buffalo Bills, one extra day to prepare for these guys, divisional opponent. You know a lot about Buffalo, but they are a little bit different. What is different from them when you look at them on film from when you played them in week two?
Well, I just think they're playing well. They've run the ball really well the last couple of weeks, 220-some yards against Miami, 150 yards against the Jets. They're turning the ball over defensively, and they're getting big plays out of their skill players. Watkins, Clay, of course, and the running backs have produced big plays too. So we've got to do a good job all the way across the board there. Defensively, they've gotten a lot of production out of their corners, Gilmore and Darby, a lot of pass breakups. And, they still do a good job mixing it up on defense. And, the kickoff coverage play, the strip on the kickoff with when Duke Williams ran in for a touchdown was really in terms of the final score, kind of the bonus points that the Bills got in that game. So it was big plays in the kicking game, offense, defense. You know, they're playing well.
LeSean McCoy, seems like, not that he's getting back to old form, but the breakaway ability that he has, tackling, pretty good as far as stopping a run, number one point of interest for your defense?
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, McCoy's great in space. He makes a lot of yards. I mean, they block well. They have a good running scheme, and then when he gets in space, he can make yards on his own. He's a tough guy to tackle. He's got great quickness, balance, change of direction, and good vision. You know, he can see where those openings are and is fast and quick enough to get to them. So that'll be a big challenge for us.
All right, time now for the Twitter question of the week. Comes from Rob in Melrose. Wants to talk about the end of that Giants game, Coach. Given the situation, a little bit of time before the two-minute warning, was it an obvious situation for you to burn the timeouts there to help the defense out and get the ball back?
Yeah, well, I thought it was important for us at that point to kind of force the issue. What we didn't want to do was let the Giants just milk the clock, kick the field goal at the end of the game. And the field position they had would have been a pretty makeable field goal, you know, in the, like, above 98% range type percentage. So we wanted to force the issue, and if they kicked the field goal, then they kicked the field goal. If they had scored, then they would have either been up by 5 or 7 with, you know, however much time we'd had left on the clock. So we just wanted to leave ourselves time to have a chance, because once they got into field goal range and close field goal range, you know, it would have been hard to, you know, if they kick it right at the end, I mean, that's a hard play to stop, and then you just don't have enough time to answer it. So we wanted to, you know, force the issue earlier.
All right, good stuff right there. Great answer. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Buffalo and the Bellustrator, what are you going to take a look at? Maybe those uniforms that they wore against the Jets?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see those.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, they've got, you know, the defensive turnovers, and offensively, okay, you know, they're skill players, so. There's a lot to watch.
All right, good stuff. Coach will be back later in the show to do the Bellustrator, but first, more Vol Access right after this.